It's Thursday, September the 18th, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 7 a.m. Head of State Netumbonandi Ndaitwa has urged the mining sector to be the heart of her administration's goal to create 500,000 jobs within 5 years. News on One's Envalde Mateus reports that she underpinned the mining revenues and value addition should be used to reduce unemployment and close the widening inequality gap.
Speaking at the State House on Wednesday during a meeting with a delegation from the Chambers of Mines, the president acknowledged that mining is traditionally capital intensive with limited direct employment opportunities. She however stressed that with value addition, the sector can unlock downstream industries and generate more jobs. Proceeds from the mining should feed into agriculture and other labor-intensive sectors, which hold greater potential for sustainable job creation.
The Namibia Cybersecurity Incident Response Team, operating under the Communications Regulatory Authority, has reported a sharp rise in cyber threats, with more than 549,000 vulnerabilities and 843,000 events detected between April and June this year. Spokesperson Mufaro Nesongano said the findings highlight increasing dangers from ransomware groups, botnets, and phishing scams.
The Namibia Cybersecurity Incident Response Team, better known as NAMCERT, housed at the Communications Regulatory Authority of Namibia, CREN, has released its second quarterly report for 2025. NAMCERT stresses the need for stronger defenses, including multi-factor authentication, awareness, and secure digital practices. Cybersecurity is a shared responsibility, and all stakeholders must work together to protect Namibia's digital economy.
The Business Connection Transformation Summit for this year concluded in the capital, highlighting how cloud computing, cybersecurity, the Internet of Things, and artificial intelligence are reshaping industries and unlocking new opportunities. RNG Scholes reports.
The BCX Summit concluded in Windhoek and brought together technology leaders, experts, and businesses to explore how digital innovation can drive Namibia's future. Highlights included Cloud Without Limits, which unpacked how cloud solutions can unlock new digital possibilities, and a fireside chat with Palo Alto Networks on using hyperscalers and artificial intelligence to deliver precise cloud-based security services. Tales added insights through a session on From Compliance to Confidence, sharing practical data security use cases.
Continentally, African manufacturers are appealing to the United States Congress for a final 1 to 2 year extension to a duty-free trade program set to expire at the end of this month. A Kenyan factory owner told Reuters that the uncertainty is heightened by U.S. President Donald Trump's tough tariff stance, which has raised doubts about the renewal of the African Growth and Opportunities Act, first introduced in the year 2000 under former President Bill Clinton. One of the biggest stars of late-night television in the United States has been suspended indefinitely over comments he made relating to the assassination of conservative influencer Charlie Kirk. Jimmy Kimmel, who hosted the Oscars last year, is the highest-profile casualty by the U.S. Trump administration's insistence that employers must penalize anyone who has spoken negatively about Charlie Kirk's killing. Our correspondent is Simon Marks in Washington.
This kid who murdered Charlie Kirk is anything other than one of them.
On Wednesday, the Trump-appointed head of the Federal Communications Commission called those comments truly sick, and ABC then suspended Mr. Kimmel indefinitely, 2 days after the White House told employers they were obliged to fire anyone who said horrible things relating to Charlie Kirk's murder.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.